Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 9:11-14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11-14. But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? My theme for reflection is the blood that speaks a better word. The blood that speaks a better word. When I was in secondary school, a classmate shared a story from his childhood that stayed with me. He grew up in a rural village where his grandfather, a village elder, often led traditional sacrifices. Animals were offered to appease the spirits, to bring protection, to restore peace. Blood was central. It was believed to carry power, life exchanged for favor. Years later, after encountering the gospel, he found himself haunted by a question. If the blood of animals could truly cleanse, why did the sacrifices never stop? The rituals brought order, maybe even comfort, but never finality. Then he read Hebrews 9:11-14, and the pieces clicked into place. The writer of Hebrews does not dismiss the old system. He reveals its limitations. Those repeated sacrifices were merely a shadow of what was to come. They could purify the body, yes, but not the conscience. They could not reach the inner place where guilt resides, but Christ, our high priest, accomplished what no one else could. He entered the true sanctuary, not with the blood of goats or bulls, but with his own, and offered not a reprieve, but eternal redemption. This is what Lent invites us to face head on, the inadequacy of all our efforts to save ourselves. We fast, we pray, we give, not to earn love, but to remember the one who gave everything. Lent is not about self-punishment. It is about honest reckoning. It is about letting the better blood speak louder than our shame, our striving, our endless attempts to fix ourselves. Across cultures, blood has always signified something. In many African traditions, blood embodies life. In parts of Asia, purification occurs through ritual and symbol. Ancient Middle Eastern religions relied heavily on sacrifice. Even in modern secular settings, we still speak of individuals who have shed blood for freedom, family, and country. Sacrifice resonates profoundly in the human soul. However, Hebrews makes it clear no sacrifice, no matter how noble or repeated, and achieve what Christ did. John Stott once said, "The essence of sin is man substituting himself for God. The essence of salvation is God substituting himself for man." That is what the cross is. Not just an example, not just an inspiration, a substitution, a trade, his life for ours. And yet, even knowing this, how easily we slip back into old habits, trying to earn love, trying to perform our way into place and grace. But Lent reminds us, the striving can stop. The work is finished. The blood still speaks, and it says, paid in full. So what now? It means we stop living like we are still in debt. It means we drop the guilt we were never meant to carry. It means approaching God not with fear or pretense, but with confidence, because Jesus has already done what we could never do. The ashes of Lent remind us we are dust, but the blood reminds us we are loved. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you still feel like you need to earn God's forgiveness instead of accepting his finished work? Number two, how does knowing that Christ's sacrifice has fully cleansed you change the way you worship and serve God? And now our practical exercise for today. Take a moment in prayer to thank Jesus for his perfect sacrifice. If there is guilt or shame you have been holding on to, write it down on a piece of paper. Then tear it up as a symbolic act of letting go, remembering that his blood has already washed you clean. Lord Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood so that I might be truly clean. Forgive me for the times I have tried to earn what you have already given. Help me to rest in your finished work and to live in the freedom of your grace. May my life be an offering of gratitude, reflecting the love you have shown me. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.